We're talking right now with John Munson. He is Chief Mission and Marketing Officer at Compeer Financial. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes to talk with us today.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure.
All right. So what we're going to be talking about today is rural vitality. And that's something that, you know, we kind of think about in the back burner, but yet it's something that's so important to the ag industry and to the people who survive off the ag industry. Tell us a little bit about what message you're bringing to people.
Well, having lived in a rural community my entire life and working in across rural America and agriculture for an entire career for 37 years, we've learned a few lessons. Mm-hmm. One of those lessons is that agriculture is really dependent on strong rural communities. Strong rural communities are dependent on strong agriculture. So with that said, there's a lot we need to do. So we know that there's a lot of infrastructure issues in these rural communities. We know that workforce readiness and workforce availability is a big issue. We know that daycare is a really significant issue in these rural towns. We know that rural healthcare is aging and has a great deal of needs. We can keep going. Entrepreneurs are moving in or want to, and they need financing to be able to do that. They need to be connected. So what do we do about all of these things? Well, first thing we know is, having worked at USDA in a past career as a state director and now working with Compeer for the last 16 years, we know that it's a team sport to be able to do all of these things. So what does that mean? It means that public, private, nonprofit partners locally, regionally need to come together to be able to provide capital. But we need to learn where it needs to be applied. What are the priorities in these communities? So it really starts with understanding, listening, and learning. And then investing. That brings more of it, more learning. So one of the things we want to be able to do, we already invest in rural healthcare. We do that as a team sport already in rural communities by working with local banks, working with local partners to be able to invest in rural hospitals, rural nursing homes, assisted living centers, so that we can update them, the facilities and the technology. But we also need to be able to invest in entrepreneurs. And when we do that, we see where they go. We see who they need to connect with. We see what services are missing. Maybe it's broadband. Maybe it truly is infrastructure. Maybe some of it's just leadership or coaching in the community that needs to be invested in. That's the way that we're going to learn. So it's really an exploratory effort to be able to start somewhere by learning, then applying these lessons, prioritizing our investments and our partnerships, and building it from there. So we already do some of this, but we've got a lot more that we need to understand and learn to get started. The needs are greater than what we can do by ourselves, but not too great for all the partnerships we can create.
You know, and you brought up, for example, you know, like health and internet, you know, things like that. Internet, obviously, to keep the students competitive and learning, keep telehealth going on. But it's beyond that, too. You've got the fact that schools are needing upgrading or hospitals are needing upgrading to equipment. And sometimes the structures are 70, 80 years old. I mean, you know, that's also part of it beyond the internet part of it as well.
It is. And there's we can go on. I think we can put together a long, long list. But the question is, you know, what's the priority? What makes the biggest bang for the buck? Do we start with small things that create small successes to build momentum? Or do we invest big and broader to really start making a broader impact long term? Good question. I don't have the answer to it at the moment, but I do know that we have to begin to learn and understand what that list looks like to begin to prioritize where we're going to start. And it's probably a little bit of both. And if we can do that well, we can replicate and scale that across the territory and share these lessons learned. We've done a lot of work in this already since 2008, where we did something called regional competitiveness across 38 counties. And we learned that people, when they come together, we can determine which areas of industry we prioritize and how we invest together to make a difference. And since then, it's been self-sustaining. Now we have, it used to be all about jobs, jobs, jobs. Now it's all about workers, workers, workers. We need more people. But we have a lot of unemployment. Now that's turned into a case where we have not enough available workforce. So things have changed. So that success also has some challenges that come with it. So I feel like we've been able to do this already, and we can do it again, and we can do it even better. A lot to learn.
How much is it that, you know, obviously we talk about the financial stuff, but how much is also for these rural small towns keeping the kids in the town? A lot of them dream of that big city, big job, not realize they can still do that big job and help out that rural community.
Amen. I hear you. Four kids in my family all went to the big city to go to college. Here's the great news. They all came back to the rural community. And what they did is what they learned, they brought back to their rural communities, and they're making a big difference. A kid who's a small town banker, who's the head of the Chamber of Commerce in a small town. I love these kinds of stories. Doing some marketing in these communities, working in healthcare. All of this stuff matters. But that's exactly the right thing. When you have people leaving the communities, you have a knowledge drain. But here's the beauty of coming back. You can find leadership positions. You can make a difference there. You're going to find more security in those, in these rural towns as well. You can become really active. You can become the local coach. Get on your elder board at your church. You name it. You, those opportunities exist. And I think it just takes a little time and they come back. And that's exciting. That story is really exciting to a lot of people that have left town but want to look for those opportunities. That exists in every small town in rural America.
And how can places like Compeer that, you know, do rural investments and stuff like that, how can these, how can you interplay with some of these businesses, whether they're the farmer, whether they're the local grocery store, even if it has to be?
Well, I think a lot of it's done through you. It's we can use our voice and what we're learning through you in order to be able to help share. So I think the more that we work together, you create critical mass of influence and a stronger voice by sharing those perspectives, whether it's by publication, whether by radio, TV, you name it, social media especially. The more that we talk about that, the more I think that it enhances. We want people to be able to come to Compeer. We want them to crawl over glass to be able to get in because they want to be here so bad. We need to make it an energetic environment. And I think all these rural communities want to do the same thing. So let's make it happen by working together to make ourselves exciting and energetic for these for the next generation to come back.
Right.
We need them.
And what do you see going into 23? Some of the things that farmers need to know, that's the next step for farmers. What kind of things are they needing to be thinking about in some of this difficult time?
Yeah, it is. It's a volatile time for sure. Well, you tell me what's going to happen in China and Ukraine and in Russia, and I'll give you some better answers. But I think volatility is probably the word of the day. As a result, I would take a look. If you haven't paid close attention to your input costs, look at them carefully now. Manage those starting now. Second thing, go to USDA. Talk to them about their programs. Make sure your crop insurance is in place. Make sure that all your safety nets are in place as we look at the next year, but be intentional about that planning. I think that's the difference here. You can't just ride it out. Days of 0% interest are gone, and with inflation as it is, prices are changing. So just be more aware and more intentional about managing the input side of things than ever before.
All right, John, thank you so much for taking the time to visit with us today.
My pleasure.
That's John Hunson with Compeer Financial here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.